So let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 23 tonight. 2 Samuel chapter number 23. And here we have a list of David's mighty men, King David's mighty men. And there's a man here named Shammah that we talked about for the last couple Sunday nights. Verse 11 says, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils," peas, beans, if you will. And the Bible says the people fled from the Philistines. They're like, man, we're out of here. We're gone. Israel, everybody fled. Everybody left. Verse 12 says, though, that Shammah, he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And I thought, man, here's a guy named Shammah that just decides, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know what this pea patch meant to him, but it obviously meant something to the guy. And he said, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to defend the pea patch and I'm not going to be moved. And so he stood there by faith and he fought against the Philistines and God wrought a great victory that day. And I thought, man, we need some Christians like Shammah today. You know, you think about Shammah. Here's a guy that, you know, he didn't have the completed Word of God. He didn't have the indwelling Holy Spirit. He didn't have completeness and fullness of Jesus Christ in his life. But yet he stood there and he defended something that was very, very important to him. This was God's land. This was God's territory. This was God's pea patch. And he said, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to defend it. And I thought, you know, even more so, shouldn't we as Christians be willing, because we have the Holy Spirit. We're complete in Christ. We've got the completed Word of God. Should we not be willing to stand up and fight for what we believe in? Do you believe we ought to do that, church? We need to stand up. We need to be willing to defend the pea patch, if you will. And, you know, we talked about defending the pea patch of God's holy word. The fact that God's word is infallible, it's divinely inspired, it's absolutely trustworthy. And we talked about the necessity to stand up for the Bible. I remember as a teenager carrying the Bible with me to my public high school. I was proud of my Bible. I was happy to have my Bible. I believed in my Bible. And I wanted other people to know I love my Bible. And I can remember reading my Bible during breaks and so forth. And I think that we need to be willing to stand up for that. You know, the second thing we talked about last Sunday night was defending the pea patch of Jesus Christ. That is, the people that want to come and they want to try to water down the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Do y'all believe tonight that Christ was born of a virgin? You believe that? You know what? Walk through Bethlehem. We just got done talking about that 10 minutes, right? And giving you an update on that huge Christmas outreach that we do. And we believe, the reason why we do that, look, I got news for you. If Christ was not born of a virgin, and if he did not live a sinless life, then you know what? That city and all the money we spend would be down the drain if he was not born of a virgin. If he was not sinless, if he didn't rise from the dead, if he did not die a substitutionary death on that cross, if he didn't do all that, then we are wasting our time, we are wasting our money. Ladies, you are wasting your chocolate chips. Amen? If